You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. A crowd was gathering in the farmyard. Whispering abounded. In the centre of the gathering animals were Oinky Lux and the Cooney Tummer, eyeballing each other. Winnie Ben pushed past the throng and heaved a massive sigh. He'd seen this type of posturing all before. Hell, he'd even perpetrated and participated in much of it over the years, and now it was the turn of Oinky to stare down the steely glare of Tummer. Winnie Ben got to the top step of the stoop to get a better view, and also waiting there was Jonesy, his old mate and collaborator.
I see Tama's back at it again. I hope Winky hasn't bitten off more than he can chew, Jonesy said to his old mate.
Time will only tell, replied Winnie Ben. Winky needs to galvanise that gelatinous spine of his. Otherwise, Tama, he'll have him on toast. Others have taken on Tama and failed. But you know what? I think this time he's gone too far.
The unfolding feed and favour scandal had been dominating gossip all week on Kiwi Farm. A wicked web of calamity and confusion, set by Squealer and then exploited by Tama, had started to be unearthed. From massive feed lots being allocated but not distributed, feed used by votes in the recent election, and animals' private details being used to curry favour and feed for the Kuni Kuni without their knowledge, was all rocking the farm's very foundations. And all roads seemed to lead back to Tama. Not that that worried him. As he stood, belligerent in a stare-off with Oinky as the other animals watched on. Tama was no stranger to controversy and was confident that this issue would blow away like all the others. He'd set his two new elected attack dogs on Winnie Ben and Jones earlier in the week and sent other collaborators to create as much noise and mayhem as possible on any other changes that the presiding farmhouse leaders were trying to make as a distraction for the ever-combined sheep. Free rangers even helped Tama's cause by holding protests on an issue they'd long forgotten. Environment. All aiding in the tactics of distraction, something Tama had mastered over the many years. Tama was mildly exercised one ewe who'd risen above her station and openly discussed much of the backyard deals that Tama had been engaged in. But he gave side eyes to the many bureaucrats in his thrall and a straight-out stink eye to any other sheep who dared say anything that might discredit him, just offering them a subtle snarl and a reminder of all the extra feed bribes that they'd received, contingent on his good name and reputation remaining pristine, a canny deal he had struck in the days of Napoleon's realm. Oinky had called a full investigation into Tama's shenanigans. Evidence had been mounting up since before his move into the farmhouse, and he had been quietly warned that this day of reckoning might arrive on his watch. And arrived it had. And now we had the two animals locked in dueling glares, and the animals around starting to lay odds on who was going to hold out the longest. Oinky, or odds-on favourite, Tama. To find out who blinks first, you'll need to tune in next week to hear about how the animals of Kiwi Farm are faring, exclusively here on Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.